Well, Happy New Year. Joy to be here in the house of God on the first day of the year 2023. Yesterday, the church entered into a time of what is traditionally called Novemdiales. And that is simply a Latin word for this period of 9 days after a pope dies. And you all saw that yesterday, Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI went to his eternal rest. And so for 9 days, the church mourns. And the church thanks God for his life on earth and for his eternal life. And I did wake up yesterday and I saw the news, and my heart just kind of broke. I'm happy that he is with God. I'm happy that we have such a powerful intercessor. But I don't know that I could even really articulate the ways that Pope Benedict XVI influenced me. He was the Pope when I first began to really, really think about the priesthood and pray about it. He was the Pope throughout the majority of my years in the seminary, or maybe about half of them, actually. And so, of course, as little seminarians, you know, you're kind of geeky and you just can't wait for the next apostolic letter to come out, or, you know, the next homily or whatever from the Pope. And I just remember being in the seminary and just devouring Pope Benedict XVI. And we, in a lot of the classes, theology classes that I had, we read him. He will go down as one of the greatest theologians of the 20th century. His mind was a labyrinth. And as this line in our gospel about about Our Lady and how she kept all these things reflecting on them in her heart, that was Pope Benedict. He reflected not just in his brain, but also in his heart. And he wrote upwards 80 books, the Catechism of the Catholic Church that we take for granted. The Holy Spirit used him to write it. And he was what was the title that they gave him in Vatican II? The theological advisor of Vatican II. And so he shaped a lot of Vatican II and what that looked like. And he was the head of the CDF, the Congregation of the Doctrine of the Faith, for years. And he wanted down from that post, but Pope John Paul II wouldn't let him because he said, the church needs you. And then he obediently took up the post of Pope, although he did not want that office for 8 years. He did. And then, of course, he was the first Pope in over 600 years to resign. And then he lived the life of a humble monk for 10 years and so started his heaven here on earth. But what a great guy. And so we pray for him. We mourn him for 9 days. And we'll, in our adoration chapel, have a picture of him with a votive candle. And so maybe during these days we could pray each day an Our Father, a Hail Mary, and a Glory Be for him. Let's do that right now. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. I was thinking about, today is the feast of Mary, Mother of God, and it certainly holds true for Pope Benedict that the holiest lives are bookended with the Blessed Mother. Think about it. Jesus, his life begins in the womb of Mary. And then when he is born, she cradles him and holds him in Bethlehem. His life ends, he's on the cross, Our Lady is right under the cross. And when he takes his last breath and when he is taken down from the cross, Our Lady holds him. Our Lord's life bookended with the Blessed Mother. Beginning, she was there cradling him. The end of his life, she was there cradling him. Pope Benedict, he was born on Holy Saturday. Every Saturday of the year is a day of Our Lady. And so he's born on Our Lady's Day, and a very powerful day when we remember that Our Lady is holding on to the Christ. And then his life ends yesterday on a Saturday, but also the vigil of Mary, Mother of God. Many of the saints, this is the case. But really every Catholic, if you think about it, because when you're baptized, in the part of the ritual of baptism, we invoke Our Lady and we ask her to always wrap her mantle and pray for the child or the person to be baptized that day. And at the end of one's life, at last rites, there is a beautiful prayer where the priest prays that Holy Mary will be there to receive your soul when you take your last breath. Our life bookended with Blessed Mother, with Mary. And really, it's a good thing to do that throughout our everyday life, that every day our life should be bookended with Mary. We begin our day, we end our day with Our Lady. And as a part of the traditional morning offering, we ask Mary to be with us throughout the course of the day, to wrap her mantle around us and to protect us, to intercede for us, and to work her miracles, just like she worked miracle at the first miracle, or she interceded at the first miracle. And then at the end of the day, the prayer of the church, night prayer, Compline, that the whole church around the world prays, it ends with a song to Mary, asking Our Lady to basically tuck us in, you know? And so Mary sends us off in the morning, and she tucks us in at night. Our life should be bookended, not just our whole life, but our day-to-day life should be bookended with the Blessed Mother. And here's why. Listen to what Pope Benedict said. Looking at Mary, how can we, her children, fail to let the aspiration to beauty, goodness, and purity of heart be aroused in us? Her heavenly glory and beauty draws us to God, helps us to overcome the temptation to live a mediocre life. And what he's saying here is that when we look at Mary, she makes us want to be holy. Because when we look at her who is so perfectly faithful, it makes us want to be faithful. When we look at her who is so pure, it makes us want to be pure. When we look at her who is so virtuous, we want to be virtuous. When we look at her who is so generous, makes us want to be generous. When we look at her who is so beautiful, it makes us to want to live beautiful lives. And so every morning, every night, we should bookend our days with the Blessed Mother. And so here's just a little thought. What if we all, this new year, begin and end every day with three Hail Marys? Best if you look at a picture of Mary or a statue of Mary. But what if we, all of us, prayed three Hail Marys at the beginning of every day and at the end of every day, and prayed them with the heart? I think many graces would fall from that. And so let's ask God to help us in that. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.